Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 20 minutes, we have presidential candidate running as an independent, not as a Green this time, Ralph Nader, famous anti-corruption consumer advocate, and he is with us now running for president. The Democrats could argue that, you know, it was bad for him to run as a Green, and maybe it made Al Gore lose or this or that or some other candidate. But in the final equation now, what difference is there with Barack Obama and John McCain? And we'll ask Ralph Nader his take on that, talk about his campaign and what his party platform is running as an independent. Mr. Nader, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, listeners.
What's most important for my listeners to know, and why are you running for president?
Well, we need someone who has stood for the people and not for big business and their government minions in Washington. And it's quite clear after working here for so many years that every department agency in Washington, D.C. is overwhelmingly controlled by corporate power. The big banks and financial institutions control Department of Treasury and the Federal Reserve. The big defense manufacturers control the Department of Defense more than the people. There's not much left for people to decide anymore, Alec. Not much left at all. The Constitution still starts with we the people, but the way the judges are reading it, it sounds more like we the corporation. Our website, votenader.org, and I really urge you to connect with that vibrant website from time to time, folks. And also, regardless of where you're going to vote or who you're going to vote for, log into our email at votenator.org, and you'll get regular missives and announcements. It gives you a different take than the mainstream media does on the presidential campaign.
Sir,
but,
the decision...
we want, the thing is this. People who believe the taxpayer dollar is a sacred trust have got to challenge the waste in Washington, and the biggest waste is in that bloated, wasteful military budget that now takes one half of the federal government's complete operating expenditures, and there's no more Soviet Union. So it's obviously a huge contract bonanza for these big defense companies whose lobbies swarm over Washington, whose political action committees cash register politics, and whose executives go into the Pentagon telling generals and admirals what they can do at the top.
Mr. Nader? I want to go back to what you first said, you know, describing how global corporations have come in and taken over the decision-making process of government to where government is just their vehicle. How would you describe that that system? Is that fascism?
Yeah. Well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said it in 1938 in a message to Congress. He said, when our government is taken over by private economic power, that's fascism. He used that exact words, Alex. Of course, it's never been worse.
What do you hope to do with this campaign?
Well, look, what we've got to do, first of all, these global trade agreements are more than trade agreements. They basically allow communist and fascist dictators abroad who receive the global corporations' jobs and industries and pummel their workers down to 20, 30, 40 cents an hour, etc. They allow these fascist and communist regimes to pull down the standard of living for the American worker. That's what the whole point of NAFTA and WTO are. It's to open up very low-cost areas abroad, and these are dictatorially repressed costs. They are not market costs in places like China. And so they say, okay, we're open for business. So, you know, General Electric, General Motors, all these companies move their industries, lay off their workers, hollow communities in downtown USA around the country, the electronics industry, the auto supply industry, you know, they're all moving over there. And then they use this hard-working Chinese labor at 30, 40, 50 cents an hour with modern capital equipment, ship the products back to the U.S. And in the meantime, workers and companies playing by the rules here can't compete. And not only that, but a lot of the food you're getting, especially farm-bred fish, for example, from China is contaminated. The blood thinner, heparin, has just been documented to 120 deaths in America.
Mr. Nader.
So we've got to turn this quite right around.
Yes, sir. Got a break. We're going to continue talking on the Internet side. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and listeners at the InfoWars.com screens just got a behind the scenes for 3 minutes with Ralph Nader. This is our main final segment with him for the next 15 minutes right now. Sir, Dennis Kucinich, who I know you agree with on a lot of policies, he has successfully defeated a corporate attack on getting back into Congress. He now introduced 35 articles of impeachment, as you know. A, what do you think of those 35 articles? B, are you in support of the impeachment? And what can we do to try to support him in that?
Well, not only am I supportive, but about 3 weeks ago, I stood in front of the White House with the tourists milling around and made a 45-minute case for the impeachment of Bush-Cheney or their resignation, the way Nixon and Agnew had to resign, or their subsequent prosecution once they leave office. I mean, there are at least five serious, repeated, daily, high crimes and misdemeanors, as our Constitution puts it, for impeachment. One is a criminal war of aggression against Iraq based on a platform of lies, deceptions, and cover-ups that have been hugely documented. The second is systemic torture that violates the U.S. Army Field Manual, federal statutes, our Constitution, and the Geneva Conventions. The third is arresting thousands of Americans and throwing them in jail without preferring charges and allowing them to have attorneys. Excuse me. The fourth is the spying on thousands of Americans, which Bush has admitted more than once, without a judicial warrant. That's a 5-year jail term, first-class felony under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And the fifth is this outlaw president, this King George IV, has had 800 signing statements, signing bills enacted by Congress, and he basically says, I'll decide whether or not I'm going to obey them. And that's more signing statements than all the presidents from George Washington to Clinton put together. So all five, and they go on every day. They're not like Alex John, not like, a one-time Watergate situation, not like lying under oath about sex involving Clinton, for which he was impeached. And I think we should all support Dennis Kucinich. You notice that the mainstream media has pretty much blacked him out. And here he is, a upstanding member of the House, right on the House floor. And they got reporters all over the place, and suddenly they put away their pens, huh? So it is important to get Chairman John Conyers and Speaker Nancy Pelosi to hold this president and vice president accountable for their high crimes and misdemeanors. You know, Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska, put it very well the other day. He said, quote, we tried a monarchy once, but it didn't work.
Ralph Nader, presidential candidate, is our guest. We'll tell you about the websites and the campaign before he leaves us here in about.
By the way, Alex,
yes,
just to finish, I was up in Kennebunkport, where the Bushes have their palatial estate, and I made the same point on impeachment, and that's up on our website, votenader.org. Anybody who wants to see that statement across the cove from the Bush family compound can look up votenader.org.
Good.
It's been getting a lot of attention.
Mr. Nader, I've got to ask you a list of questions here. First off, you've been around a long time. You've seen a lot of corruption, one of the foremost corruption fighters out there, and we support you in that. But, in your life studying this and seeing different personalities, I mean, here's just one small, tiny example. You have John McCain goes over to England. He has hundreds of donors to a campaign dinner. None of them are U.S. citizens. They admit it's all felonies. The London Guardian and AP report on it, but no other press. And John McCain just says, I don't care. I'll commit crimes if I want to. We have the White House memos with Gonzalez and Hughes saying they can torture children with pliers. I mean, what has happened? It's more than just corruption. It's like insanity. Like they're trying to break every rule. They're trying. Even the Nazis didn't admit they tortured people. They just did it in secret. I mean, the mindset of these people, I'm worried they may stage a vent. They may start another war with Iran. I mean, they're building FEMA camps. That's now in the newspapers. They're setting up private death squads. I mean, can you just speak to what we've seen? I mean, not just the articles of impeachment, but just the total lawlessness and why you think they're doing it, because there's got to be some method to this, or is it just total megalomania?
Lawlessness is the right word. This is an outlaw presidency. This is a president who thinks he's above the law, beyond the law. He can do anything he wants. He can arrest and throw in prison anybody he wants. He can invade and attack any country in the world that he wants, and he's effectively said that. And he can violate any constitutional provision or federal law that he wants. Now, how does he get away with it? Because there's no opposition party to speak of. The Democratic Party have just lain down on the job. They control Congress, but they refuse to have impeachment hearings. They even refuse to have hearings on the constitutional and statutory crimes of the Bush-Cheney regime. And I notice a real tone of urgency in your voice, Alec, and it's well-merited because this is a subversion of everything our founding fathers ever dreamed of for our country. And we've got to do something about it. We've got to contact our senators and representatives, and when they come home in August, I mean, surround their auditoriums with protesters and say, you've got to do something. Don't tell us that it's only 6 months left.
And then the police show up and say no protest allowed. Activists being arrested everywhere, building more prisons everywhere. I mean, it looks like this regime, backed up by the corporations, is going for broke. What do you think their end game is?
Well, I mean, their end game is basically corporate fascism. That's what it is. The merger of government and big business for criminal purposes. And you'll notice that on our website, one of the issues on our table there, off the table for Obama and McCain, is an aggressive crackdown on corporate crime and corporate subsidies of the taxpayer dollar. And you know, this corporate crime has looted and drained millions of pensions of workers, small investors, laid off workers. Nobody's working for Enron anymore. Wall Street is a hotbed of crookery and crime, and you got a war criminal in the White House.
Oh, my God.
You know, the shocking thing of it is, Alec, is how much are the American people going to take?
Well, that's my point, sir,
is that
they look like they're accelerating it, and I'm worried that they'll even leave office. I mean, are you worried they might stage something?
I'm worried they might attack Iran. Yeah, I mean, that's it. You know, that way he shuts up the press, most of the press. He chills out the Democrats. He stifles dissent and concentrates more power in his hands. I think the hope for the country are these retired generals, admirals, national security types, the diplomats who have spoken out against the war, but they haven't organized into a powerful lobby against the war, against this kind of criminality. Although when you talk to them, when you read their op-eds and their statements, they're just terrific patriots. But they one at a time doesn't do it. They got to all organize, and that'll turn Congress around, let me tell you. When you get all these heroes and patriots with the ribbons and where they've served all over the country up against these draft dodgers called George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, it's no contest.
Well, it is a going for broke, and you're right. There's all these great patriots fighting back against them. Shifting gears into another subject, GMO. I mean, I've had the scientists who worked at the companies where all the rats would die when they feed them a potato over a few months, and then they put that on our table. I mean, again, it's like the corporations have gone insane. I don't mean your mom and pop ones, listeners. I mean the big Fortune one, yeah, like Monsanto and others. What would you do as president against these GMOs?
Well, first of all, suspend any further GMO foods in the marketplace. They are not labeled. 95% of the American people, when they go into a supermarket, they've said they want genetically modified foods in packages and elsewhere labeled. And Monsanto says no. The people say yes. Monsanto wins. The people lose. No democracy there. Also, and there's a very good group in Cambridge started by Harvard and MIT scientists called Council for Responsible Genetics. And the website is genewatch.org. That's G-E-N-E, watch.org. And you get good information there. There's been at least some progress. Congress about to ban employers from deploying DNA information in order to decide whether to hire or fire somebody.
Oh, that's another issue. What about police all over the country under federal grants taking blood at checkpoints without warrants? There's body scanners going in the airports that literally scan your naked body and save the images. What would you do to that?
Well, I'd stop that, because first of all, there are some things in people's packages that these body scanners don't catch to begin with. And it's amazing how they want to have these body scanners, but the cargo is still very little examined of the passengers.
1 out of 100 on the cargo ships. Closing, Ralph Nader running for president, what is the strategy? How do we help force you into the debates?
Well, Google at their headquarters the other week wants to do their own debates, and you know, with YouTube as their subsidiary, they can pull it off. They want to start one in New Orleans, and they can deliver an audience that doesn't rely on NBC, ABC, and CBS. That's one. And the second is really protest this debate commission. You can get the way to protest. Go to the website opendebates.org.
Opendebates.org.
Yeah, and you ought to have this guy George Farah on your program. He's the expert critic. Harvard Law grad. He's the expert critic on the debate.
Yeah, we have these private corporate hijackings of the process. Hey, listen, here's an idea, and I'm sure you've thought of it. Even if ABC, CBS, Fox won't let you in the debates, how about we have the real third party, the real independents, have a real Google debate, even if they won't show up?
Exactly, and have empty chairs where these cowards are afraid to show up. Other Western countries have 5-6 people on the debates. These guys want it all to themselves, and they own the corporation.
Hunter. 1 minute closing statement. We're out of time, sir.
All right. For 40 years, I've worked for the American people. You've got safer cars, and we've had drinking water safety, food safety, freedom of information, so you know what's going on, and you can sue the government to get information. We're opposed to subsidies, handouts, giveaways of your tax dollars to corporations. We want to put the corporate crime wave under the rule of law and prosecute these crooks, business crooks. Put them in jail after they're convicted. It'll improve prison conditions. We want to reverse U.S. policy in the Middle East, impeach Bush and Cheney, repeal anti-union laws, adopt a security speculation tax on Wall Street so they can reduce taxes on you as a worker, put an end to the ballot access obstructionism that keeps dissent from getting into the arena, and dissent is the mother of all assent. And open up, the question is, why do corporations as artificial entities have the same constitutional rights as you, real people, do? And if they continue to do that, there's no such thing as equal justice under the law between you and ExxonMobil. So log in to votenader.org sign on to our email list right away, and you will get a real refreshing view of what this presidential race should be all about.
Presidential candidate Ralph Nader, thanks for joining us. Will you check back in with us as this develops?
Will do. Missed you since I saw you at Crawford the other day.
Take care, sir.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
I just love everybody until I see them hurt innocent people, until I see them push little people around, until they try to push me around.
That's right.
I'm not here to be a slave. I'm not here to have my creativity and my liberty and my mobility stifled. I'm not giving in to the New World Order. I'm not going quietly into the night.
You don't have to go.
Well, the Lisbon Treaty shot down, official. And they say they're going to go ahead and try to ram through EU takeover of Ireland, whether the people like it or not. Keep it rolling, I like it. Oh, no.
I see your man ain't here. He don't care. I'm away and the night is gone. I will move on.
You know, I wish I could just sit here and listen to music on the show. I guess I'd be a disc jockey.
To face another day.
What an easy job. Baby, you know, it's very satisfying.
Search the world for someone I'll never find.
So satisfying to fight tyranny. To take action against evil, then to see it. Bear. Such incredible fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make the wrong seem right.
I mean, it is so important.
So come on now, run me.
For all of you.
Run me. Roll me
to come together.
Run me.
As we pull.
Run me.
Through this dark night. You know, they say that adversity makes men, and plenty makes monsters. It is adversity that brings out the greatest in all of us. This Madison Avenue materialism is what has brought us to what we are today. But now the pendulum begins to swing back as tyranny comes to its greatest level in modern history. With a scientific overlay, the likes of which was never even dreamed. We see ragtag groups who love liberty and hate tyranny coming together on a thousand fronts. Oh, yeah. I know your heart's like mine. And that's really it.
To make you mine.
It is so good to be able to commune with all of you. To know that we're together. To know that we're going through that long night. And we're coming through on the other side with daybreak. And the rebirth of liberty and humanity. Pointing its great creativity and its love towards the stars. I am just so honored and humbled to know all of you. And I'll tell you right now that we are having a huge effect. And yeah, I'm having adrenaline rushes right now. I'm having endorphins being released in my mind right now because I know what matters. I know what's important. And we've had some amazing victories in the last few days. We're having a victory that we're waking up so many people. We're having victories that we just shot down the Lisbon Treaty with EU expansion into Ireland that will force the enemy now to act like what they are, dictators, and move ahead with forced implementation. That will only swell our numbers and accelerate the explosion of the alternative media. The enemy will then move to block the internet, and that will only prove our case that much more. Victory is within sight.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
As my memory tears fall back through the years when Dad was around, his big hands, I recall, impressed me most of all when Dad was around. Doing the chores, getting things at the stores, hunting, fishing, I was 5 then 11. His big hands in those days showed me all of his ways, oh, when Dad was around. From 12 to 20, we were happy at 20 when Dad was around. His big hands were still guiding, in each other confiding when Dad was around.
We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassify government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something, these are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post, don't blindfold him, let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
All right. Oh, my God. Now, that is who is outrageous. Who you were just hearing there is who is outrageous. We have a constitutional right to the First Amendment. We had We Are Change arrested and ticketed in Denver for on the streets of Denver handing out DVDs yesterday. We're going to be getting them on Sunday. We had We Are Change videotaping outside a event with Colin Powell. They arrested them and charged them with trespassing for being on the city sidewalk. They are openly calling to put us in camps, beat us, send us to secret camps. They said that on The Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough. These are serious people, ladies and gentlemen. They are trying to say that we're involved in bombings and terrorism, just making it up. Mark Dice had the great idea earlier this week, and Fox had the headline, 9/11 truthers go postal. And then it went to say we want to mail stuff to the post office, but the headline implies we're killing people while they say they want to kill us. Mark, you have to take legal action on Michael Reagan, because this is what the Nazis did the first few years, beating people up, calling for violence, saying we should be killed. I mean, he's the guy with the party who helped destroy the borders, who helped triple the size of government. They're not conservatives. They lied to us. We know the Republican memos say they want more 9-11s. They wanted 9-11 before it happened. PNAC shed September 2000, rebuilding America's defenses. You're getting all these threats. I'm getting threats. And this guy is on hundreds of stations. I know he's on in San Antonio, right here. We can hear him in Austin, calling for your murder. I mean, there's no doubt that they want tyranny in this country. Mark Dice, what was it like for you to learn of this?
Pretty shocking. I actually contacted the FBI. I filed a report with them. The agent on the case got back with me shortly after, asking me to forward the death threats that I've been getting in the email. I've contacted the FCC. I've sent out a press release to every major news agency about this, demanding that he be fired and legal action be taken. You can go to markdice.com and get a copy of the press release, and just want to ask everybody to send it out to all the media. This is completely unacceptable. This is beyond the pale. He's more than crossed the line. They are the terrorists, and I'm going to pursue as much legal action as I can.
Well, there's a lot of weak-minded nutcases that love the New World Order, and they may kill you. I mean, they may take a shot at you, Mark, and then that son of a bitch is definitely going to go to prison.
And not only that, he wants to pay for the bullet, too. And, you know, he's putting
himself
on the hold of
it. He is calling for murder. He contracted murder on air, and we got the whole tape. He didn't say it was a joke. He solicited murder. He solicited premeditated capital murder. I hope you put that in your press release. In fact, that's a headline we should have at Infowars.com. I know there's some stories Kurt Nemo's already gotten up there. But Michael Reagan, son of the president, contracts for murder on air. He was serious. He called for your murder three separate times and offered to pay for it.
Yeah, now there's another talk show host I'm not going to name that has called for the murder of judges in the past, and people have went out, his listeners have went out and murdered them. This is very serious, which is why I contacted the FBI, and we're going to do everything that we can to take all the legal recourse against this. This is This is very sad, very shocking. They've crossed a new line here now, and
no, they're desperate. I mean, my family's getting threats after they tried to call my wife as I was leaving Bilderberg and said that I'd gotten a woman pregnant, and of course was made up to freak her out. Then stuff about burning my house down, going after my children. I mean, these are the scum of the earth.
And even if it's not a government job, by putting the word out there, by encouraging that, some psycho, some mentally unstable person, what they're hoping is will track us down and do their dirty work for them. And he needs to be held accountable. I would keep everybody informed on what's going on with the case here. And please go to markdice.com, get the press release that I have posted there. It has a link to his statements in there and email it to all the major media institutions. Let's get this man fired.
Well, I want to say this to everybody out there. I got a Second Amendment right to defend myself and my family. And so I'm just put the warning out. When we go to events, we have off-duty police officers there. I've never told anybody that before. And I just want people to understand something. We have concealed carry permit people, and we are not going to put up people's crap. We will defend ourselves 110%. Mark, what about you?
Listen, I'm 6'3". I'm 210 pounds. I'm trained in martial arts. I have firearms. We'll take all the legal duties to defend myself and my family and my property.
And they demonized the Black Panthers. That's all they said. They said, we will protect ourselves.
This is strictly in self-defense. We're not an offensive movement. This is an information outreach, and now they're threatening us with contract killings, with murder. This is just absolutely ridiculous. I don't even know what else to say. I'm just so pissed. I try not to just yell on the phone and get out of control.
No, go ahead. Get out of control. It's what it's going to take to get this country back.
Oh, I know, man. You know, I put the phone number for his network, for his studio on there. I want everybody to call that. There's an email link to the FCC. You can file a complaint with him. I have information for the date of the broadcast and just include maybe my press release.
Yeah, when was the date of this? Was this yesterday?
This was Tuesday, June 10th, during the second hour of his program, which is nationally syndicated. I believe he has millions of listeners. This is a talking head that's been on Fox News. He's the adopted son of Ronald Reagan. And well, you know, I don't know much about Ronald Reagan. We know he was involved with Iran-Contra and the Bohemian Grove, but his contract killings were at least done in private.
Well, we're not going to put up with this. He needs to be arrested immediately, and it's time for these terrorists to be brought to justice. How dare them threaten my wife and my children? How dare them do this? How dare them do this to you, Mark?
The agent that I talked to, I mean, we know that there's corrupt elements within the FBI, but they do a lot of good work. They do a lot of legitimate investigations, same with the police and the military. And so we can only hope that the agents on this case are legitimate and are going to fight for the Constitution. They're going to fight for my civil rights. They're going to hold Michael Reagan fully responsible.
In case there's any questions about it, tell us in a minute. Let's just play the whole clip right now. Go ahead and roll it. It's about 2 minutes. Here it is. This is the contract killing, the call for a contract killing, soliciting capital murder. He's in the top 10. He's the ninth largest host in the country, rated at 4 million listeners per day. This is 4 million people hearing for the contract murder of Mark Dice for engaging in the First Amendment. Here it is.
We got to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really, just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something, these are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post. Don't blindfold him. Let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
Oh, my God. That was a mean thing to say, Brett. That was a mean thing. You know how mean that was to say?
Yeah. I'm sorry if I offended Mark.
They hate real constitutionalists.
You know, I also want to urge everybody, too, for those who didn't know about the campaign, the Operation Inform the Soldiers. Information's on MarkDice.com about that. And I'm
yeah, this is only going to make us send out more now that they've engaged in this treason, this crime. You know, Mark, this is so amazing that he would seriously do this, and there's more at the first of it. There's more. It's up on Infowars.com right now. It's up at MarkDice.com, TheResistanceManifesto.com. People have to get behind you, Mark, and us like never before. These sudden threats, these, you know, saying we should all go to FEMA camps, be tortured to death on MSNBC, on CNN, on Fox, saying we're criminals, we need to be arrested. I mean, we're hurting them. Make no mistake, listeners, it's you doing it, getting the word out. They're getting desperate. Mark Dice, your take on that.
You can hear the anger and the hatred in his voice, and everybody knows this.
And that's because they know that we know that the globalists did 9/11, and they've been defending this system, and they're getting scared they're going to go to prison.
I was on the biggest talk show in Los Angeles, KFI 640, yesterday with Bill Handel, and he knew and he acknowledged that a third of the American people believe 9/11 is an inside job. At least that's a third as of
so we should all be shot, though. 36% of us believe total inside job. 84%, Angus and Reed, New York Times poll, believe they may have carried it out. 84% of us need to be killed.
Listen, if you don't want to spend the money to send the troops letters and DVDs, there's also programs where you can email the troops, which is free. Go to my press release, and there's a couple websites on there where you can sign up for free and email back and forth with the troops, and let's email them links.
And they're going to put spooks on trying to stop those, so send it under other names, other places, but also do it through churches. There's thousands of groups doing this so that they can't coordinate stopping us, and they're worried because tyranny comes to your door in the form of a uniform or as military or police. If we're able to wake all them up, that's what Jack McClam's been doing for 27 years, that it's game over for them.
Yeah, I'm sending my material through a surrogate just because I'm sure that they've been my name's been flagged, and any material that I send is probably not going to make it through. But if we get thousands of people to at least send emails with links and documents and YouTube videos, the troops will get it, they'll read it, and I'm sure that a lot of the troops are going to appreciate it and are going to send us back emails saying that they understand.
I want to say something, Mark, to the military and police and the secret police that were following me in Virginia last week, admittedly, in the video we got of it. You know the government's bad. You know you're doing wrong. You know torture of children's wrong in memos. You know the rape of women in front of their husbands is wrong. You know sniping families off the side of the road for target practice and laughing is wrong. You know calling for U.S. citizens murder is wrong. You know it's wrong. You know the pension funds being robbed are wrong. You know the NAU is wrong. You know the open borders are wrong. You know trillions missing from the Pentagon is wrong. You know you're in the wrong. And I want to tell people in the government engaged in crimes, if you won't join us, at least stand down and committing crimes. Because, Mark, he admittedly got White House talking points. He's one of the guys that goes to the White House and has those public meetings. This is a White House threat. This is, we are going to kill you. And my whole point is, we're committed. We're not stopping. I told people this week I felt the threshold go up to a whole new level. Mark, are you committed? You're never stopping. That's the key. Everybody else, they can't stop us all.
No, the can of worms I've opened is out, and my friends and family have your numbers, Alex, and others, and if anything happens to me, they're going to contact you immediately. They also have other radio stations, other courses of action that will be taken if anything happens, any funny business. So they can't stop us, and they're getting so angry that I don't think that they know what to do, and they're just speaking off the top of their head.
No, they're cornered criminals, but I would add this. I'm nonviolent. But when they threaten my family and other people, they change the rules of war, and they need to know that I'm on air telling everybody don't be violent. They need to understand something happens to Mark Dice, something happens to you. Maybe it's what they want is an escalation. But the whole point is that they're crossing lines they shouldn't be crossing. And my God, Michael Reagan has really, coming out saying you need to be murdered. He better hope and pray civilly, criminally, and also with retribution. There's a lot of unstable people that listen to this show. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of hardcore special ops, retired vets, people in there, and they are just, they know, folks. And
listen, I'm a law-abiding citizen. You're a law-abiding citizen. We're a nonviolent informational outreach. Self-defense is our legal right, and if your life or somebody else's life is in immediate danger, you have the legal right to take the course of action that will protect that individual, even if that results in the attacker's death. And I want to make that clear, that we know our rights. We're law-abiding citizens, and we're nonviolent, but we're not going to just stand by and let ourselves be attacked or or harmed in any way.
Amen to that. I mean, this is... Mark, I'm just speechless right now hearing that.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. And, you know, at first I was so in shock, and then I started really thinking about the ramifications of this, which is why I contacted the FBI. I've been in contact with this agent, and we're going to see what we can do, and taking all the legal action that we can to the FCC, to the press, and we're going to send a message that this is not tolerable, that they are the terrorists, they're the anti-Americans, they're trying to eliminate our constitutional rights, our Second Amendment, and I want to just, our First Amendment, I want to just make this clear that the Constitution lists the amendments in the order of importance. The first one is the right to freedom of speech, and the second one is the right to bear arms.
It defends the first.
I also want to make everybody clear that Jesus himself said to sell your clothes and sell your goods and buy a sword.
Yeah, there's no doubt. These are rogue criminals, mad dog killers out of control who are so criminal, they just think they can let it all hang out. And I think they've way overreached here, Mark. Stay there for a final segment. I want to give out the number to the neocon, fake conservative, anti-American network he's on. And then, you fake conservatives, the jig's up. You've attacked Ron Paul, everybody else. Your name is mud. Your ratings are plummeting. You're falling apart. We will not sit here and take your crime anymore. We will not take your criminal activity anymore. You're on the losing side. You're on the wrong side. We're going to give out phone number to these criminals and to the FCC on the other side with Mark Dice. Stay with us.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Cyrus Jones, lived to be 103. You're just a little kid, 103's forever.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever. Grave digger,
when you dig my grave,
when you dig my grave,
will you make,
will
it,
you make
shallow?
So I can feel
German defense ministers Willie Nelson, grave. Governor Ventura, architects, engineers, scientists. They've all come out and said it's an inside job.
Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1904.
They're not going
to
stop us. This song's for you, Mark. We're all going to die someday. Going down in history, we'll be remembered. We're standing up for the little guy.
You should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies.
Grave digger.
Grave digger. Well, you did my dream.
The political system in the New World Order is going to be destroyed.
So I
want to hold Mark 5 minutes over the next hour. Then we have a Dave Edwards about domestic death squads. Jesse Benton in the last 15, so the fourth hour will be totally jam-packed. Now, let's play this little part. The New World Order scare a dying. We're not. We're committed. We're going to live as long as we can. But we're committed. Doesn't matter what you do, we're not going to shut up. We've had enough of your murder, enough of your crime.
We all know
enough of you destroying our name.
Grave digger,
you know we're going to beat you. This isn't like past things, the last 50 years. Movements you can control.
So that I can.
You're not going to stop us. People are going to be part of history, part of bringing you down.
Little Mikey Carson, 67 to 75. He rode his bike like the devil until the day he died. And when he grows up, he wants to be Mr. Vertigo on the flying trapeze.
Oh!
1940 to 1992.
We'll be remembered.
Grave digger. When you dig my grave.
All the torture, all the stage terror. It's all coming out.
And I can feel the rain.
I can feel the rain. Let's go back to Mark Dice. Mark, give us the numbers to his syndicator. Give us the numbers to the FCC. Give us the numbers, Mark Dice. Death threat.
His syndicator is radioamerica.org. The phone number is 703-302-1000. Demanding that he be fired immediately.
Give the number out again.
703-302-1000. Also available on markdice.com.
Let me stop you because we're going to hold you over. You need to go. It'll probably only cost you $3,000-$4,000. If you need the money, I'll spot it to you because I know you're broke, Mark. You need to get an injunction filed in your local, state, or federal court against further death threats and further solicitation to murder. Any judge you bring that before and play it, under rules of evidence, will put an injunction on him. That will then get the news, and then pressure will be brought, and we can get this guy fired. Go ahead.
Also, the FCC's phone number, 1-888-CALL-FCC, 1-888-CALL-FCC. You can also go to FCC.gov and email a complaint in with the audio link and the date of the broadcast as well.
And when is and that cretin on? He's on in a few hours, isn't he?
I think he's on in about 3 hours.
Yeah, we need everybody to call into the show, act like stupid neocons or dumb liberals, and you can get on. We're not dumb liberals or dumb neocons. We're Americans, defenders of the Republic. Mark Dice back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.